Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Dan Kestenbaum. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Today's daf is Samach Hey. We are going to go back a little bit to Samach Dalet Amud Beis and finish up the inyan of Nailad. The Gemara on Samach Dalet Amud Beis says, "My time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer that holds that you're able to be paseach b'nailad?" The Ran and the Rosh both explain that we are asking on Rabbi Eliezer because in Svara, in logic, the sheet of the Rabbanon is more mistavra, that nailad should not help. It's not a mistake in his initial neder. And therefore the Gemara is asking, what's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer is the Shvera Shita. Rabbi Eliezer needs to bring a makar that nailad should work. And the Gemara brings from the pasuk of Kimesu Kol Anashim that Moshe Rabbeinu had sworn to Yisrael, as the pasuk says, "Vayol Moshe Lasheves Es Ha'ish." Moshe Rabbeinu swore that he would stay in Midian and he would not go back to Mitzrayim. And only then Yisrael relented to give Tzipira to Moshe as a wife. And over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matir Neder. Hashem was Matir Neder for Moshe based on the Pesach of Kimesu Kol Anashim. Moshe Rabbeinu had only made the Shvua that he would not go back to Mitzrayim because of the people that were out to kill him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "I have a Pesach for your neder, Kimesu Kol Anashim Avakshim Asam Shecha," because those people that are pursuing you have passed away. Misa, death, the Gemara says, is Nailad. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, we have a raya from here that Paischin ben Nailad. The Gemara continues, and what do the Rabbanon say back? The Rabbanon say back, "Ksavar Hanu Mimaisi." Did those people that pursued Moshe Rabbeinu die? Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Mishum Ben Yochai Kol Makom Shenemar Nitzem V'Nitzavim Ein On Ela Dasam V'Avirim. Anywhere it says Nitzem and Nitzavim, it refers to Dasam and Avirim, meaning that those psukim in Shemais that talk about the people that were out to kill Moshe Rabbeinu, where it uses the lashon of Nitzem and Nitzavim, were none other than Dasan and Aviram. And we know that Dasan and Aviram, as the Torah tells us, were involved in Adas Kairach. They were involved in Machlaikis against Moshe Rabbeinu much later on. So you see that those people that were Mevakshim es Nafshecha, those people that were out to kill Moshe Rabbeinu, were none other than Dasan and Aviram, and they were still alive. They did not die. So what it means in the Torah when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Kimesu Kol Anashim, it doesn't mean literally they died. It means that they became poor. They lost their possessions. And as the Ran explains earlier on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, since they had lost their possessions, they would not have the power anymore to be able to pursue Moshe Rabbeinu. Their influence was lost. How does this answer the question? How does this disprove Rabbi Eliezer's raya from here that Nailad works? The fact that they became poor also should pose an issue of Nailad. So the Ran, the Rosh, and most Rishayim explain the Gemara that even though death is considered Nailad, that's because it's not common. However, Anias, poverty, is considered more common, and something that's more common, like we've spoken about, is not considered Nailad. Why is death considered less common than poverty? The Beis Yosef in Reish Chav Ches is bothered by another question, that why Bechlal is Misa considered something that's not shchiach. People, unfortunately, die every day. So why is Misa considered something not shchiach? And the Beis Yosef gives two answers. He says, maybe regular Misa is shchiach. However, for someone's enemy to die in his lifetime, that is not shchiach. He brings a pasuk in Tehillim, in Lamed Ches Chaf, that David HaMelech says, Va'ayvai chayim atzemu. My enemies are abound with life. So it sounds from the Beis Yosef's first teretz that it's dafka not shchiach that someone's enemy should die in his lifetime. Beis Yosef gives a second answer that even though Misa is shchiach, however, for the person to die in his lifetime is, so to say, 50-50. And in order to be considered shchiach, it has to be likely. It's not 50-50, it's not enough to be considered shchiach. That's the Beis Yosef's second teretz. Now, according to this, we'll have to say that seeing someone else become poor, and even seeing someone's enemy become poor, is more common than seeing someone else or his enemy die. This is Tzarech Iyun. In Shalos HaTshuvos Chacham Tzvi, in Simen Mem Aleph, he offers a different answer, that ein hachanami for one person to die before the other, that would be considered a milsa de shchiach. That would be enough to be considered shchiach. However, in our case, we have two people, Das and Avirim, that both of them would have to die before Moshe Rabbeinu. That would be considered something that's lo shchiach, that's less shchiach. And that, we could say, is less common than seeing both of them, even both of them, become poor. Although the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Chav Ches Yud Beis Taka brings down the halacha that a neilad that is shchiach, that is common, or the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is shchiach tuva, that is very common, is able to be used as a Pesach, it is very interesting to note that the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis does not make any distinction between different kinds of nailad. And the Rambam just writes, Ein paiskim nailad, with no differentiation. And the Kesef Mishnah over there learns Bedas HaRambam that the Rambam does not hold of this chiluk between a nailad that's shchiach and a nailad that's not shchiach. How then, zok the Kesef Mishnah, does the Rambam learn our Gemara? What is the Rabbanan's teretz to Rabbi Eliezer? Sheyardim nechseim, that they lost their possessions. I, Nailad, what's the difference between Misa and Anias? So the Kesef Mishnah explains that the Rambam learns that when the Gemara says they lost their money, that means they already lost their money at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu made his Shvuah. It wasn't that after Moshe Rabbeinu's Shvuah, they lost their possessions. They already had lost it at the time Moshe Rabbeinu made the Shvuah, just Moshe Rabbeinu was not aware. And therefore, it's a classic case of Nidrei Tais. The Mefarish over here as well writes, Sheyardu minichsein kvar b'shas haneder delav nailadu. So Mefarish as well writes that they lost their money at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu had already made the Shvuah. It's not clear whether the Mefarish holds like the way the Kesef Mishnah learns the Rambam, that there is no chiluk in halacha between Nailah that's Shchiach or Nailah that's not Shchiach, or perhaps the Mefarish just was bothered by the question we asked, that what's the difference between Misa and poverty? Both of them don't seem to be much better than the other in terms of shchichas, and therefore the Mefarish held that Anios is also like shchiach, maybe he held that Anias is also not common, and therefore he had to say they already lost their possessions b'shas haneder. The Mefarshim, the Lechem Mishnah, and others are matmiya on the Kesef Mishnah. From the Gemara earlier on Chaf Gimel Amar Aleph, that's mevor that you could be paseach with something that's shchiach, even though it's nailad. And the Lechem Mishnah learns that the Rambam does hold there is a chilek between the two, even though the Rambam doesn't say so, lehedya. One final ara on this inyan is that there's a beautiful kasha on the Shitas Rishainim that we spoke about earlier, the Shita of the Ra'im, the Shita of the Ramban, which the Ramah Paskins like, as we mentioned, that even if you hold, you're not able to be Paiseach ben Nailad, if there's Charata Meikara, if there is Charata on the fact the person made the neder, even if it comes Mikayach Nailad, that would help. And that would be a good heter for the person's neder. And we explained from the Rambam that why is there no Charata Meikara on a typical case of Nailad? So as the Rambam says, because the person doesn't really change his mind about the neder, he really is just unhappy with the situation. And really, as the Rambam writes, Ritzainai shelo yehenelai v'shelo yaseh zeh seifer, that the person, rather the person not get hana from him, and the neder would still be intact, and the person would not have become a tam mechacham. However, in a case where the person regrets making the neder, he is happy that the person became a Talmud Chacham and wishes he never made the neder altogether. So then, the Rambam holds, you would be able to be paseach with Nailad, because it comes mikayach acharata meikara. Frek the Kesef Mishnah, in our Gemara, what was Rabbi Eliezer coming to bring a raya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Pesach to Moshe Rabbeinu, ki meisu ko anashim avavaksham es nafshecha? And the Gemara has to answer that they didn't die, they became poor. Frek the Kesef Mishnah, there's not a raya b'chlal, because in our case, Moshe Rabbeinu was happy, so to say, that they lost their possessions, that they lost their power. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu does regret making the neder. It's not like the case of the person who asked somebody and he became a Talmud Chacham, that the person doesn't really regret the neder because he really wishes the person would not have become a Talmud Chacham and he really wishes that his neder was still intact. Over here, Moshe Rabbeinu is happy that they lost their possessions, and therefore there is Charata Meikara. And therefore there's no Raya Bechlal from this incident. The Kesef Mishnah gives a Daichik Teretz, Ayin Sham, hard to understand. The Lechem Mishnah wants to answer that Moshe Rabbeinu loyaya raitzeh sheyamaisu elo sheyachzru b'shuva. That Moshe Rabbeinu was not happy that they died. Moshe Rabbeinu would have wanted them to do tshuva. It's Tzarech Ian what the Lechem Mishnah means to answer, because even if Moshe Rabbeinu did not want them to lose their possessions, Moshe Rabbeinu would rather they do tshuva. Bottom line, Moshe Rabbeinu was nescharet from the Iker Neder. Moshe Rabbeinu wished that he never made the shua, because at the end of the day, he was not afraid of going back to Mitzrayim. It's not like the case of the person that asks for somebody that he wants the neder intact. He just wishes that the person would not become a Talmud Chacham. This is Tzarech Ian. The Gemara brings a braisa, Arba Chashuvim Kemeis, that four types of people are considered like they're dead: Ani, Mitzaira, Suma, blind person, Umish Ein Leibanim, and someone that does not have children. And the question is, why these four people specifically are chashuvim kemeis. The simple understanding of the Gemara, perhaps, is that these four people have a life with a lot of tsar, with a lot of pain. However, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, famous var from Chaim Shmulevitz, Maimer Lamed Aleph, Parshas Baal Leischa, Shnas Tafshin Lamed Beis, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says that the reason why these four people are considered mace is not because of their suffering. Rav Chaim writes that Adaraba, a person is considered having full of life, even a person that Nebuch has to suffer with Yisurim. However, Zakar Chaim Shmulevitz, that these four types of people are limited in their ability to connect with other people, in their ability to do chesed, in their ability to perform kindness. The ani, the poor person, he is nitzrach la'achirim, he needs other people's help, and at least financially, he's limited in his ability to help other people. The mitzaira, the Torah says, badad yeshev michutz la'machana, he's not able to be living with other people, he's not able to be in other people's company, do chesed for them, connect with them. Mishein lebanim, someone that doesn't have children, certainly such a person is able to do tremendous chesed with others, but he doesn't have the opportunity to do the tremendous amelos, the tremendous chesed that a parent does with a child, that type of nurturing, that type of taking care, that's a limitation in his ability of chesed, that's a limitation in his ability to experience chayim. And that's why, Zakar Chaim, these arba are chashuvim kemeis. And this is a great lesson for us, that if we want to have a life full of chayim, full of simcha, then we have to work on ourselves to give to other people, to do chesed for other people, and that increases a person's simcha sachayim, that increases a person's happiness in life. We will now move forward and continue on to Daf Samach Hei. The Gemara on top of Samach Hei Amar Aleph brings a Braisa. The Braisa says, Amudah Haname Chaveray, Ema Tirunlai Elabafanav, translated literally, someone who asers hana from his friend. Ema tirinlo, you're only matir the person's nether befanav, in front of the person that he asered upon himself. And the Gemara says, minani mili, how do you know this halacha? They only can be matir the nether in front of the person that's involved in his nether. And the Gemara brings one source from which we've been discussing, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe b'Midyan leich shuv Mitzrayim." Hashem said to Moshe in Midyan to go back to Mitzrayim, ki meisu kol anashim. And Chazal darshan that Dafka Hakadosh Baruch Hu said b'Midyan, because in Midyan you made the neder in front of Yisrael, leich v'hater nidrecha b'Midyan. We have to be matir your neder in Midyan in front of Yisrael. So we see over there that when a person makes a neder that involves somebody else, because Moshe Rabbeinu had sworn to Yisro that he was not going to go back to Mitzrayim. So since he swore to Yisro, therefore the neder, the shvua, had to be permitted in front of Yisro. The Gemara brings another raya from the story of Tzidkiyahu and Nebuchadnezzar, that Tzidkiyahu found Nebuchadnezzar eating an arnav achaya, a live rabbit, or the Mefarish has another pshat, that it means a raw rabbit, a rabbit that was uncooked, which is very lowly. And Nebuchadnezzar made him swear that he's not going to tell anybody, and he swore. In the end, Tzidkiyahu was mitzar. He had a lot of tsar, not being able to put down, not being able to tell people and be mevaze Nebuchadnezzar. and Tzidkiyahu went to Beis Din and got a heter for the Shvua, and Nebuchadnezzar takes Beis Din to task and asks them, what's the halacha? Are you able to be matir a Shvua shalai b'fanav, not in front of the person that it was made for? And they said, no, b'fanav, it has to be done in front of the person. And Nebuchadnezzar says, so how could you do such a thing? And the Gemara brings miyad, that's what the pasuk refers to, an eicha yashvu l'aretz yidmu ziknei basiyin, that the elders were silent and they sat on the ground, their pillows, their seats were taken from underneath them, they lost their kavod, they lost their honor. What does it mean, hamudr hana mechaveray? In this sugya, we have tremendous machlekes rishainim, many different shitas, and we're going to try to simplify the shitas of rishainim and give over the crux of the sugya. There are basically two mahalchim into how to explain this gemara. The first mahalich is the mahalich the Rush brings from the Re'im, Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz, who explains the Gemara, Hamudr Hana Mechavero does not mean literally he asked Hana from his friend. It means Hamudr Hana, he made a nether, he asked Hana upon himself, Mechavero, for his friend. Meaning there was some type of issue between him and his friend, and for the purpose of his friend, he made a nether. Similarly to what we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he swore to Yisrael, Tzidkiyahu swore to Nebuchadnezzar. So a person made a neder b'shvil chaveroi, for his friend. So in such a case, ema tiranlai ela b'fanav. In such a case, the halach is, you only matter this neder, you only matter this shvua b'fanav, in front of him, which the Re'im explains that b'fanav does not mean literally it has to be done in front of him. It means midaitai. It means you need his consent. You need his permission. Similar to the lashon of the Gemara, ein chavin la'adam ela b'fanav, you're only able to do a chay for a person b'fanav, which does not mean literally in front of him. It means with his knowledge, with his acquiescence. And because the neder or shvu was done for the purpose of another person, so you need his permission before you get a heter. This shita as well is brought from Rabbeinu Tam. However, Rabbeinu Tam has an important haisafa. The Rush brings this Rabbeinu Tam in his psakim and siman beis, that Rabbeinu Tam says, not only does it have to be a case where you made the neder or shvua for another person, that another person is involved, it has to be Zakar Beinu Tam machmas atayva sha'asalai. It has to be that the person making the neder or shvua received something, benefited something from that other person with the neder or with the shvua that he made. Zakar Beinu Tam, in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yisrael was only willing to give Tzipaira to Moshe Rabbeinu if he swore. And because of this Shvua, Yisrael gave Tzipaira to Moshe. Then, in such cases, that's where you need Yisrael's permission. That's when you need the other person's permission before you get a heter for the Shvua. Similarly, by Tzidkiyahu, Nebuchadnezzar would have killed Tzidkiyahu in order that he shouldn't go tell anybody about his embarrassment, and Nebuchadnezzar let him live because of his shvua. So, because he benefited, Tzidkiyahu benefited from Nebuchadnezzar with his shvua, then you need Tzidkiyahu, in those type of cases, you need their permission before your matar, the neder or shvua. However, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if I make a shvua for someone, let's say I make a shvua, I'm going to give somebody $100, So in such cases where just random, I make a neder shvuah that benefits somebody else, but it's not, I'm not receiving anything in return. In such a case, I would not need that person's permission to get a heter for my neder or for my shvuah. The tour in Reish Chaf Ches paskins like this mahalech and like Rabbi Natam, and the tour writes, Nadar al das chaveray. If someone makes a nadar al das chaveray, ain lay hatara elami das oisish another. He cannot get a heter unless he has the consent of the other person. Vidafka shenadar al dai to bishvil shum taiva shasalai. And it's only where the nadar was made al das a favor that was done for him, like Moshe Rabbeinu made a nadar for Yisrael and was given his daughter. Only in such cases do you need the other person's permission before you can get a heter for your neder. This is one mahalach in our sugya. Another mahalach in our sugya, completely different mahalach, is what the Rush writes over here in his parish, that hamuter haname chaveray is literal, as it's mashma from those words. Hamuter haname chaveray, that you made a neder, you asked a hana from your friend, nothing to do with something involved with the two of you, nothing to do with the other person did you a favor. You made a nether, you asked for someone else getting enough from you. Nonetheless, you only can be matter the nether in front of the person that you asked. What is the reason for this halacha? Bishlema, according to the mahalach of the Re'im and the Rabbeinu Tam, and these are Shainim, so we understand since you made a neder that involves somebody else, you made a shvua that involves somebody else, and you benefited based on your shvua, based on your neder, so you need his permission before you get a heter. That we could understand. However, according to this mahalik of the Rush in his parish, that stam, you asked enough from your friend, so what's this halacha that your friend has to be there? What's the reason for this halacha? And the Rush over here brings you Yerushalmi that's quoted by the Ran and many Rishainim, that Yerushalmi gives two reasons, mipnei achshad u'mipnei habusha. What are these two reasons of the Yerushalmi? So reason number one is mipnei achshad, because of suspect, that we're afraid that since you asked getting hanaf from your friend, and your friend's not going to know later on that you were matir neder, and he's just going to see you benefit from him, he's going to see you take something from him, and he is going to suspect you of violating your neder. So therefore, you need to get a heter in front of him. The Pashtus is that even this reason of chshad only applies in a case where the person made a neder that directly involves somebody else. He asserted somebody upon himself, for example. However, if a person made a neder on himself that he's not going to eat fruit, that has nothing to do with the other person, just the other person is standing there when he made the neder, then he's not going to need to get a heter in front of him. And why not? Why wouldn't there be a reason of chshad? So the Ritva says that dafka, when you made a nether involving somebody else, so that person is going to see you violate the nether when you get hanaf from him. And therefore, you need to be mat the nether in front of him. However, if you made a nether on yourself asering fruit, the person won't necessarily see you eating the peiros, he won't necessarily see you violate the neder, and therefore there's no reason of chshad. This is mashma from the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the Rishayim. Do never bring down the reason of chshad in a regular case of a neder. Just happens to be other people are standing there and see you make the neder. However, there is one shita, the Meiri. The Meiri's mashma that every time you make a neder in front of somebody else, you're going to need a heter in front of him because of the reason of chshad. According to this reason of Chshad that the Yishalmi brings, that we're afraid he'll suspect you, once again, when the Brisa says, Eima tirin lo ela b'fanav, it would not mean literally b'fanav, it would not mean literally in front of him, as the Ra and the Rosh write, that as long as he was sent a message to him, that the person got a heter for his nether, so that would alleviate the whole concern of Avchshad. The Yerushalmi's second reason, the Yerushalmi's other reason, is busha, is embarrassment. And here we have a machlekes, what the second reason of the Yerushalmi is of busha. The Rosh in Gittin, in the fourth parak in Simen Tes, is mevur that busha is al derech, the reason of shad, that the person is going to see you later violate your nether. He'll see you later get hanah from him, and he's going to embarrass you. He's going to be mevaza you. He's going to put you down for violating your nether. So the reason of busha and chshad, according to the Rosh, are quite similar. Taisvis and Gin on Lamed Heim and Beis Dibra Maskel Lechush gives a different explanation for busha. He says that we want the person who made the nether to be embarrassed that he asked the other person. It's not good to make nedarim, certainly not good to make a nether assuring somebody else on you. And therefore, we want him to be embarrassed that he made such a nether, and therefore we make him matter it befanav, in front of the other person. According to the reason of Taisvis, Lechaira, you would need befanav mamish. In order to create that embarrassment, you'd have to be matter the nether befanav, actually in front of the person. But either way we learn busha, whether like the Rosh or Taisvis, either way we learn the Yerushalmi is going against the Mahalech of Rabbi Lazar Mimitz, the Mahalech of Rabbeinu Tam. The Mahalech of Rabbi Lazar Mimitz, the Mahalech of Rabbeinu Tam, is it's only a case where a person made a neder for somebody else, made a shvuah for somebody else. However, in a regular case where a person asr hanah from his friend, there would be no din of eim atirin lai ela b'fanav. However, according to the Yerushalmi, that the reason is chshad, the reason is busha, that would apply to a stama neder, even a person made a neder asring hanah from his friend, nothing to do with benefiting from his friend, nothing to do with making the neder or shvuah for the other person's behalf. Stam, a regular neder, the person would need heter b'fanav. If the reason is chshad, he would just have to be told about it. You wouldn't need his permission, certainly. He would have to be told about it. According to the reason of busha, according to Taisvis, it would have to be done in front of him. But this would apply to a regular nether. And the Rosh over here in his Psakim and Simon Beis says that our Bavli argues with the Yerushalmi, and the Rosh paskins like Rabbi Lazar Mimitz's Mahalech, and the Rosh's Raya is from the fact our Gemara proves this halacha of Amudra Name Chaveir Ein Matir Lel Bafana from the Maisa Moshe Rabbeinu, from the Maisa of Tzidkiyahu, and both stories were cases where the person made the Shvuah for someone else's behalf because of something that was done for them. Moshe Rabbeinu was given Tzipaira. Tzidkiyahu's life was spared from Nebuchadnezzar. Only in such cases, the Rosh Paskins, do we say this halach of Ein Matirin Lo Ela B'fanav, and again, it means that you need his permission before you matter the neder or shvuah, and according to this, our Bavli is chaylek on the Yerushalmi. I will mention that the Ran over here does have a different mahalech in busha, unlike the Rosh and Taisvis, and he learns busha is al derech, the mahalech of Rabbi Lazar Mimitz, the way he explains our Gemara. And the Ran learns that busha means that since you made the nether for someone else's benefit, since you made the nether on behalf of someone else, or shvu on someone else, So therefore, we want you to be embarrassed to go get a heter for this neder or this shvua, and therefore it has to be done befanav. Therefore, it has to be done in front of him. There is one difference, however, between the Ran's pshat in the Yerushalmi of Busha and the Mahalik of Rabbi Elazar Mitz and Rabbeinu Tam, because according to the Ran over here, the Ran says you need both. It needs to be befanav, it needs to be in front of him. Like we said, he should be embarrassed to be matar a neder or shvua that he did for somebody else. And you'll also need Ritzainai. You'll also need his permission. So according to the Ran, in this Mahalik of Busha, you'll need both Ritzainai, you'll need his permission, and it has to be befanav of mamish and in front of him, literally. However, by Chshad, if it's just because of suspect, the other reason of the Yerushalmi, so then you would only need to let him know. He wouldn't have to actually be there, and you certainly would not need his permission. Lahalacha, the Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Chaf Ches Chaf, Paskins, Nadar al Das Chavero, someone makes a Nadar on someone else's Das. Again, it's involving somebody else. It wasn't just made in front of him. We're only able to matter the nether if we told the person that he made the nether for. And the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, if we take it literally, is very shver. The Shulchan Aruch begins learning al derech Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Elazar Mitz, that he made it al das chavero, he made it for the other person's behalf. However, he ends off that we're only matir the neder if you haidiyai la'aisesh another al-daite, that you let him know. So Vilna Gaon asks over there in Islam at Zion, how could it be sufficient to let him know if he's going like this mahale, that it was done al-das chavero, it was done on his friend's behalf, then you would need ritzainai, you would need his permission to be matir the neder. The Shach in Islam it says that that's what the Mechaber really means. When the Mechaber says Haidiyai, he really means that you need his permission. You need to let him know and he has to agree. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, like the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that it's Dafka Bishvil Shem Taiva Sha'asalai, it's Dafka that the Neder Ishvul was in exchange of some type of favor that was done for him, like Moshe Rabbeinu, that he got Yisro's daughter. But otherwise, you would not need, learning like the Shach, otherwise you would not need his permission to be matir the neder. The Shulchan Aruch, like the Tur, does not bring down the issue of chshad, the issue of suspecting him that he's violating his neder, which would apply to any neder, even if it was not done on the other person's behalf. Istam asked somebody else from getting hana from him. And the Shulchan Aruch is not concerned with the issue of chshat. However, the Ramah over there writes, brings Yesh Aimrim, that you do have to let him know because of the issue of chshat. However, even the Ramah does not seem to take into consideration the Shita of the Ran, that because of Busha, because of the Yishalmi's reason of Busha, it would have to be befanav mamish. As well, we brought from Taisvis in Gin on Laman Hamad Beis, that if, according to the reason of Busha, it would have to be in front of him, that he should be embarrassed, that he made the nether in the first place, asering his friend. The Ramah does not take that into consideration, that Shita in consideration. The Ramah just holds it will be sufficient to let the person know, which would take care of the issue of chishad. And according to the Rosh's pshat in the Yerushalmi, it would also take care of the Yerushalmi's issue of busha. Just like to share with you a few more ha'aras on this fascinating sugya. The Ran writes over here that even though this halacha of amudana mechavero imatir lo ela befanav, that Bezin is only supposed to be matir the neder in front of him or with his permission, The Ran says that is only lechatchila. However, Bidi Eved, if Bezdin was mati the neder without the other person's knowledge or permission, the Hatara would still work. And one of his rayas, and the Rush as well brings this raya, is from Tzidkiyahu, because Bezdin was mater the neder for Tzidkiyahu, even though the Pashas is they shouldn't have. And Tzidkiyahu went and told people what Nebuchadnezzar had done. He went against the Shvuah. And as the Rush writes, that Tzidkiyahu was a tzaddik gomer, he was a complete tzaddik, and there's no way that Tzidkiyahu would have went ahead and violated the neder if the Hatara did not work. Parenthetically, it's very interesting that we see over here from the Rush and the other Rishonim that Tzidkiyahu was a tzaddik gomer. Yet the Psukim in Navi, in the end of Malachim Beis, in Perek Chafdalad, Pasuk Yates, the Pasuk says about Tzidkiyahu, Vayas hara b'nei Hashem k'chol asher asa Yayakim, that he did evil in the eyes of Hashem, just like Yayakim. Similarly, in the end of Divrei Yamim, in Perek Lamed Vav, the Pasuk says, Vayas hara b'nei Hashem elokav, that he did evil in the eyes of Hashem, his God. And yet, we're saying over here in the Rishayim that he was a tzaddik, so how is it possible that he went against the Shvua if Bezdin's Hatara did not work? So the truth of the matter is, the Rivash in Shinayin brings that this is a Mefurish Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph, says, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahachzer Sa'ilam Kula Tayo Vaya Bishvil Dairash HaTzidkiya, that Hashem wanted to turn the world to Tayo Vaya back to emptiness because of the generation of Tzidkiyahu. Nistalko B'Tzidkiya V'Niskara Daitai. He looked at Tzidkiya and Hashem was appeased. Hashem calmed down. Tzidkiyahu was such a great tzaddik, the Gemara says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not destroy the world. And the Gemara asks, the Pasuk says, Vayasara b'nei Hashem, that Tzidkiyahu perpetrated evil. And the Gemara answers, Shahaya biyadai limchais v'lai micha, that because Tzidkiyahu didn't protest the actions of his generations, that's why the Navi writes harshly about him, Vayasara b'nei Hashem. But in terms of his own personal maisim, Tzidkiyahu was, as we've seen this Gemara and the Rishonim over here, he was a great tzaddik. The Ravid the Ran brings argues on this raya. The Ravid paskins that if Bezin did a hatara without the other person's permission, the heter would not work. And Einachanami, Tzidkiyahu did the wrong thing, and he says that the Navi, the Psukim, criticized Tzidkiyahu, as the Pasuk says in Divrei Yamim, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'gam b'melech Nebuchadnezzar Marad, he rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, Asher Shbiyo Belokim, that he made him swear by Hashem's name, and the Torah is criticizing him for, in fact, violating the Shvua. Another interesting Shaila in this Gemara is, what were the Chachamim thinking by being Matir Tzidkiyahu's Shvua? Certainly they knew the Halacha, as they told Nebuchadnezzar themselves, that the Halacha is you only are able to be Matir Befanav. So how did Bezin in the first place be Matir the Neder? So the Ran and Taisvis both answer that Tzidkiyahu was having so much tsar, so much pain from not being able to tell everybody about what Nebuchadnezzar did, eating from the rabbit, and he was mispatal melech shamayim. It was affecting his melech shamayim, is affecting his learning, affecting his davening, affecting his ability to perform mitzvahs. And it seems from these rishonim that for a mitzvah, we would be able to imater a neder even shalai befanav. This l'chayra is a ran in Taisis l'shitasam, that since bidi eved, you could be matar another shalob of fun of bidi eved works. So therefore, if there's a special tzarech, it was a tzarech mitzvah, so Bezin would be able to do it. However, the Ravid l'shitasai over here argues, and the Ravid says that Bezin did the wrong thing, Bezin had no right to do it, and Bezin was punished for being matar the neder, and like we mentioned, that Torah does not work, as the Ravid said, and Tzidkio as well was criticized for violating the Shvua. The Ramah in Reish Chaf Ches, Sif Chaf, at the very end, brings this Shita of the Ran and Taisvis in the shame of Yesh Aimrim, that L'tzarech Mitzvah, Bezin is able to be Matir even without the permission, without the knowledge of the other person. The beautiful Shach over there in Ice Nundalid, and the Shach brings Kasha from the Rivash in Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, that if we say that if there's a Tzarech Mitzvah, then we're able to imata the nether, even Shalai Befanav, so then by Maisha Rabbeinu, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, the Leich Midyan, that he go to Midyan to be matir the Shvua, Ein lecha mitzvah gedayla mizu, no greater mitzvah than this mitzvah of Moshe Rabbeinu going back to Mitzrayim to take out Klal Yisrael. The Shach offers two answers. One answer he offers based on a Maharik, that when do we say that L'tzarech mitzvah, one is able to get a heter, even if it's Shalai Befanav, that's only if there's no other way to go about doing it. However, if there's another way to go about doing it, then we would not say that. And since over here, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go get Yisrael's permission, was able to be matir the neder Befanav, so therefore he was obligated to do so, even though it was L'tzarech mitzvah. Another answer he gives is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to go after his nether was permitted. As long as his shvuah was still intact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want him to go. He did not have the mitzvah to go to Mitzrayim. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to go in front of Yisrael. It needed to be done befanav to be matir the shvuah, and then the mitzvah for him to go to Mitzrayim would begin. One final ha'ara on this sugya is a beautiful ha'ara that the Shita brings from the Ritva, that how did Tzidkio exactly get a heter from Bezin in the first place? We paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Chav Ches Yud Dalet that a person has to be mefaret the neder, or the Shvua. The person has to specify exactly the neder or Shvua that he made. Now, if Tzidkio would be mefaret the Shvua that he made to Dmucha Netzar, there itself he is violating the Shvua, which was not to reveal what he saw, that he saw Nebuchadnezzar eat the Arnava Chaya. So how was Bezin able to be matir the Shvua in the first place if Tzidkio was not mefaret the Shvua? So the Ritva answers that Tzidkiyahu told them the details of the Shvua without mentioning, without saying who was the person that he saw. And that would be enough to be considered being mefarit the Shvua. Not saying who it was, the Ritva holds, is not a chesaron in the halacha of being mefarit the Shvua. The Shaar HaMelech in Hilchos Shvuos Perek Vav Halacha Hey offers another answer, a beautiful teretz, based on a Tshuvas HaRashba in Chelek Hey Simen Samach Ches. The case over there, the Rashba is discussing that somebody swore that if his father-in-law doesn't pay him back money before Pesach, that he's not going to stay in the city for Shvuos. So he's not going to stay in the city for Shavuos if his father-in-law doesn't pay him before Pesach. Pesach came and his father-in-law did not pay him. Thereby, he's now going to be usher to stay in the city for Shavuos. And the person regretted making the Shvuah. He regretted making the Shvuah. So Rashba says, what do we do? The halacha is that you're not matir a neder or Shvuah until the neder is chal. Until the neder is chal. And the neder is not going to be chal until Shvuah. When is the time that he's not allowed to be in the city? He's not going to be allowed to be in the city on Shavuos. And we're not matir and neder until it's chal. So he would have to wait to Shavuos to be matir the neder. The problem is that if we wait till Shavuos to be matir the neder, he will not be in the city. And he won't be able to be in the city for Shavuos. And there will be a problem, the Rashba says, of Shalom Bayis. They'll cause machlaikas. So the Rashba said a chiddush that we're going to allow him to stay in the city for Shavuos and afterwards be matir his Shavuah, because since a heter is uprooted l'mafreya, it's uprooted retroactively, so it turns out retroactively that he did not violate his Shavuah. So because of the tzarech of Shalom Bayis, the Rashba allowed the person to violate the Shavuah now, and then afterwards, he'll uproot it retroactively. And similarly, the Shaar HaMelech says that we could explain the same thing with Tzidkiyahu, that since he needed to get a heter for his Shavuah, as we saw in the Ran and Taisus, that it was disturbing his Melech HaShamayim, and therefore he was able to violate the Shavuah by being mefaret the Shavuah. Eina chanami, zok the Shaar HaMelech, not like the Ritva, that he did specify the entire Shavuah. And nonetheless, it's not a problem because afterwards it was uprooted l'mafreya. And again, we're allowing a person to do that if it's necessary l'tzarech mitzvah. Rabbi Kiva Eger over there, and as a Aris on the Shaar HaMelech, offers another teretz that perhaps this halacha that one has to be mefaret the neder was only made up. It's a takanas chachamim, Rabbi Kiva Eger says. It's a takanas chachamim because of cases where a person made a neder or shvuah that's a mitzvah that we do not want him to get a hatara for. And perhaps this takana was only made after the times of Tzidkiyah.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.